The Cuban sandwich might be Florida's answer to the perfect 4th of July food. As Tampa and Miami battle over who makes it best, the producer of our food podcast, The Zest, Dalia Colon, spoke with Andrea Gonsmart-Williams of the Columbia Restaurant in Ybor City, who says there's no controversy at all.
We are probably best known for our Cuban sandwich, which is kind of funny being a fine dining establishment.
It's a little controversial. Can you tell us maybe the story behind it?
You know, people say it's controversial. In my mind, there's nothing controversial about it. It started here in Tampa. And why I truly feel it began in Tampa is because it's a combination of everyone that immigrated to Ybor City in the turn of the century. You have your Cuban bread, which represents the Cubans, and you've got your ham, which represents the Spaniards. Then you go to your pork, which represents your Cubans again. Then you have salami, which is the Italians, and the pickles and the mustards, which represent the Germans. Oh, and the Swiss cheese, which I always joke is the melting of all of these different cultures coming together. And so in one sandwich, you have a glimpse as to what Ybor City looked like at the turn of the century. So, I mean, I guess what makes it so controversial is Miami wants to stake it for theirs. There's two different differences between the Tampa Cuban and the Miami Cuban. Number one, our bread is far better. We use traditional Cuban bread. Cuban bread doesn't taste as good as it does here in Ybor City. And people joke it's because of the water. There's something in the water that makes the bread taste so great. Something that makes it also different is that Miami doesn't use the salami, which the salami gives it that extra little kick to it. And once again, that's evidence that the Cuban sandwich was founded here in Ybor City.
Tell me about the bread.
We have been buying our bread from La Segunda Central Bakery, which is also here in Ybor City, for over a century now. So they are almost as old as we are. And it is the only Cuban bread we have ever used, and it'll hopefully be the only Cuban bread we will ever use. What we do here, we actually roast our own pork. We roast our own ham, which is sugar glazed. We use Genoa salami, which has the peppercorns in it, which is my father feels is really important. Swiss cheese, yellow mustard, no mayo around here or lettuce and tomato, and of course the pickle. So when you start building your sandwich, you start with about a 9-inch piece of Cuban bread and you start laying it from the bottom up. And it's important that you layer in a particular order so that way it hits your palate just right. My father can literally bite into a Cuban sandwich and say, it's not layered right. So you start with your ham. So we've got our ham. Then we're gonna go to our roast pork and put that on as an even layer once again. And then we're gonna do our Genoa salami that's got the peppercorns in it. And there is that cheese, the Swiss cheese that we said is like the melting pot of it all. We're going to top the top piece of the bread with mustard. You don't do both sides because otherwise your mustard is going to become overwhelming.
I noticed you didn't do the bottom and I was a little skeptical, but I'm like, hey, this is your journey. I'm just going on it with you.
I've done this a couple times, trust me. And that is how you build the Cuban sandwich, at which point then we would brush it with butter and put it on the press, and you press it until it's crispy. But of course, some people like it eating it cold.
Okay, so you're brushing it with butter?
Butter. For years, we actually didn't do this step, and then after my father did some research, and he wanted to make us have the best Cuban sandwich in Florida, he realized this is something that they used to always do.
All right, she's putting it in the press.
Okay. So now, when you cut your Cuban sandwich, you cut it on a diagonal. And some people say, well, why do you cut it on the diagonal? It's so that first bite's so easy. You just point it right into your mouth. Delicious. It's delicious.
That's Dalia Colon, producer of our food podcast, The Zest, making a perfect Cuban sandwich with Andrea Gonsmart-Williams of the Columbia Restaurant. You can find the Columbia's Cuban sandwich recipe and recipes for other things from that restaurant at Zest's website. That's thezestpodcast.com.